Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. All right, BTN News listeners, not only is it Friday, oh yeah, it's also December 1st. Oh, we've entered the last month of the year and only 24 more days till Christmas. Of course, now that we've entered the Christmas month, you know what that means. We've got your crap for Christmas here on the BTN News Show. That'll be coming up at the end of the show. But right now, let's get into the latest tech news. It is Friday, December 1st, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Google's in another lawsuit, and guess where it is? Yeah, it's in Europe, and yes, it's in the UK. This is a bit of an odd lawsuit because it's coming from a group called Google You Owe Us. Yes, that's the name of the group that's suing Google. It's a class action lawsuit alleging that it illegally gathered information from users from June of 2011 to February of 2012. Now, the group is seeking compensation for about 5.4 million Britons, and this is for people that used an iPhone during this period. I know, you're probably thinking, gosh, it must be an Android device. No. Apparently, this lawsuit goes down to about Google taking advantage of a loophole within iPhone's Safari browser. The loophole apparently let them collect information on users, including their internet browsing history. Then, as you probably guessed, they sold that information to advertisers. I know, another surprise. You figured, yeah, it must be Chrome. No, it was Safari browser. Now, right now, the case isn't really doing much. Hasn't even started really yet. So it's probably one to keep our eye on come next year. Hey, did you upgrade your Apple High Sierra with a new security patch? Oops. Yeah, if you haven't done that, you might want to hold off, and this is why. File sharing on your Mac? Yeah, it won't work. Now, the update had to do with a bug that was in the software allowing pretty much anybody to get in your Mac. Not a good thing. So Apple, to the rescue, rolled out a patch to secure everybody. Problem is, though, they're over-securing now. So if you got, say, a network-attached storage or something else, or you're trying to share a file between a computer and another computer, you can't do it now. Now, Apple is promising they're going to reissue this update so that it will be correctly implemented and it won't turn off your file sharing. There is, however, though, a temporary fix for you. It just involves getting your fingers a little busy on your keyboard. All you gotta do is open up the terminal app in the utilities folder, the application folder, type sudo/user, that's USR, config local KDC, and then hit return. Then you'll have to enter your administrative password and then press return once again. After that, quit terminal and you should be okay. Hopefully it won't be for long before Apple gets the correct security patch to us. It's an Edge world now. Ah, yes, finally joining the rest of the browsers that are out there right now. Yeah, Firefox, Chrome, Safari. Of course, Safari's just for iPhone. We've got Microsoft's browser now, Edge. It's in the mix and is available for Android and iOS. Now, Edge has actually been in beta for a little bit, but now it's finally completely bug-free. Yeah, right. Edge, though, is quite convenient for a lot of people, particularly if you're going back and forth, say, from your PC to a phone to a tablet, and around you go. It will actually let you resume your browsing from each device as you go. Now, soon, Microsoft says they are planning to support tab syncing, which will be nice, and the iPad version is coming very, very soon. Of course, you know where to get the app. If you're on Android, go to the Play Store. If you're on iOS, well, of course, there's the App Store. And finally, time for our first crap for Christmas. I know you're thinking, where the hell's Santa? Me too. I'm thinking, where the hell's Santa? I tried calling jolly old Saint Nick, and apparently his phone's been disconnected. You know what that means? Santa didn't pay his bill. So it's probably going to be up to somebody over here at the BTN Network to wire him some money so we can get him hooked up. Hopefully we can do that by Monday. In the meantime, though, I've got your crap for Christmas for today. This one's pretty much in the same vein. As you remember the putt-putt golf while you're sitting on the toilet? Well, yeah, this one's for all you football fans, though. Yes, it's called toilet football. So while you're sitting there trying to pinch off one, you can try and kick one into the net with what looks like a golf club with a shoe on the end. Now, everything that's included in toilet football is, of course, your football pitch mat, the shoe kicker, which again is pretty much just a putter, the goal, two balls, and a do not disturb sign. Very, very important. Though be forewarned with that do not disturb sign, because if you play 90 minutes of football, I don't think you're going to be getting off the toilet without some help. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Of course, it is December 1st. That's when we remind you, if you want to donate to the British Tech Network and you love what we do and we bring something to your life, we'd be very grateful for your support. It's simple to do. You can just go to paypal.me/British Tech. Give a one-time donation. There's also our subscriptions, bronze, gold, and silver. You can do that at BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions. Any way you want to support the British Tech Network, we'd be very, very grateful. And again, all of you out there that do support us each and every month, thank you so very, very much. Of course, you heard me just say it a second ago, BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our official website. We got the podcast, the blog, reviews are over there for products. Tickling time for Christmas, you may say, is it worth it or not? Well, we might have that review up there for you. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, that's where you really should be a part of. We'd love to have you. Just come on over, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, I got to get my ass to a Western Union, see if we can get Santa hooked up. Oh, man. Have a great Friday. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.